We're on live. All right. We're live. Tapping Birdie. Colonial, Charles Schwab, whatever you want to call it. PGA Championship hangover. With my boy, Boston Capper.
That's right.
You know, we linked up this weekend. Like, do you think we'll have better like podcast flow? Now that we like had a couple drinks together.
And yeah, probably. Probably. Okay. I mean, we already had good flow. So, yeah, why not?
Okay. No, because I'm a little like that's what the investors are looking for.
Is that? Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. Flew me up to Rochester, like, to meet you guys to, like, have you. Better podcasts.
I got you. I'll put together a deck for the investors, and they'll be fine. We'll run through the numbers. We'll show how it's going to affect moving forward. Catch some velocity, some synergy.
Yeah, we're trying to sell. Like, we're trying to sell TIB. Like when it's hot, like we're trying to turn it over, you know, turn a dime into a dollar. And I just kind of want to be open, like with my clients about like kind of my plans for TIB Inc. Going forward, I want to get one thing out of the way here. Yeah. Okay. So I don't listen to my podcasts. Like I do them. I don't listen to them. Like that would be weird.
I don't either. I hate listening back. It's awful.
I know it's like a thing, but like, I know it's a thing, but I say like a lot.
Yeah. They call it a crutch word.
Yes. Because I don't want, you know, empty words.
Dead air.
It makes sense to do it in podcasting. But I listened to back to see what I said about Brooks and whatever. I had a beer and like it was just like a lot of the word like. Like it's fine every once in a while.
Yeah.
It was way too much in that moment for me to say. So my goal is to stop saying like so much on TIB.
Mine's
you can help me.
Yeah, mine's I've gotten better at it. It's the dead air. You have to be comfortable with the dead air, man.
Yeah. And just be more concise with my thoughts.
No, just find new crutch or just find multiple crutch words that you can weave in throughout.
I'm fine with like or some dead air.
I hate um drives me nuts. When I hear myself say it, it pisses me off.
Okay. So that's the goal tonight.
All right. That's the goal.
Forward less likes in TIB. And I want to thank the listeners that listen every week and hear me say like a million.
Is that why you know somebody was like,
someone said it on Twitter to me before, and I was like, yeah, that's true. And then I listened to what I said about Brooks, and in that moment, I was like, yo, I sound like a fucking idiot. So, like, I appreciate.
To be fair, I've never picked up on it.
Like, okay,
I've never heard it. Like, it didn't.
You'll be honest with me.
Yeah, you know I'll be honest with you. Yes.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, I never picked up on that, but I don't know. Maybe they're right.
All
right.
So we're gonna work.
Well, I also want it on the record that I skipped talking to a PGA golfer to talk to you.
We're gonna get to that. Yeah. I wasn't gonna not talk about it. But if you're listening to this podcast, then you should go over. When it's out to the Golf Gambling Podcast, Spotify, YouTube, everything. They are interviewing Carson Young, who is my guy, my boy, just fired like 18 under at the U.S. Insane. Open qualifier. First round leader, Honda Classic. Final group, Puerto Rico Open.
Great mustache.
Professional golfer.
Yep.
Check out the pod. I'm hyped for it.
Like, it's going to be interesting.
I'm hype. And I appreciate you. I mean, it wasn't like I asked you today to come on. You know, this was advance.
This was Saturday.
Yeah. So
this was Saturday.
I don't want anyone thinking that I made if you wanted to go on, I would have called.
I already made you push it a half hour because you were supposed to be on at 8:30. I wasn't going to make you push it again. That's rude.
I worked till 7 today. I had a meeting at 6 today.
I guess those interns aren't there yet.
Like, what are we doing here?
That's a long day. What time did you get to work though?
8:30 maybe.
Oh, okay. That's a long day. All right.
Yeah.
A long day.
Yeah, no. Yeah. We'll talk off air. We got some, you know, I just want people to be in the know. Got a lot of big work news. I got really big work news recently.
Yeah.
Very, very big news. And it's going to change my job. It's going to change my life a little bit. There will be some perks. I found out why I'm not winning vets. It's because I will be getting some money, which is great. Which is great because I have no money.
Yeah.
So the golf gambling gods were basically
leveling it out. Leveling it out.
They were like, we're not going to let you win because you have some money coming your way.
Correct.
But I might need to, I'm not going to make any rash statements, but I might do less golf
content. Oh, stop it. You're not going to do less golf. You're not going to do
But we'll see. We sell. It's a true who could say situation with that, but it's all good. So I know get a lot of DMs. Brian, we're worried about you. You haven't hit a winner since now. Like, we know you. I'm good. Like, I wasn't good. I'm good now.
You're good now.
I'm good. What's good? Fine. It's good. So yeah, PGA Championship.
You don't supplement it with anything either. You don't do like the top 20s, top 10s, matchups. You just fire.
Yeah, I mean, I had Steven Yeager top 20 like 6-1 last week. That was close. We'll count that as a victory.
Close.
But I went up on my local like 150 last week. I owed him a couple hundred, so we're chipping away.
That's a win. That's a win.
Huge win. But yeah, PGA Championship last week. Brooks Koepka won. We were there.
Beautiful.
We went Friday. I was there Saturday. I had a great time. Friday
looked fun. Saturday looked bad.
It was horrible. But Friday, let's focus on the positives. I go to a lot of golf tournaments. There were so many people there. I think it's half at times we're following Rory, JT, and Colin, and Rory always attracts the most biggest crowds. So I don't think following Rory is like a fair comparison of what it's like to follow golfers at Oak Hill or at a major. But it was really packed. And at some points of the course, it's not set up super, super well for a lot of fans. Like one,
agreed.
Two.
It was choke points.
Yeah,
choke points everywhere.
Yeah. So, but I will say we followed a less crazy group for a while.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a bad group at all. Keegan, Bryson, and Day. And that actually felt like following a golf tournament.
Yeah. Agreed. Because like I bailed on Andy two holes in with Rory. I was like, fuck this shit. There's way too many people. Fuck that. Yeah. What time's Keegan tee off? We'll meet at whatever hole we met at. Like, yeah, way too many people. I don't like giant crowds like that. And you're right. I can't even imagine you on fucking Saturday with all the umbrellas and shit. That seemed like a nightmare. You tweeted up that picture. Like, there should be some sort of rule, right? Where like you gotta have like small. You can't bring golf umbrellas. Just bring a tiny little umbrella. You're not actually playing golf. Oh, did you? All right. Well,
so everyone did. Yeah, but like,
just saying.
But I really enjoyed the golf on Friday.
Friday we had a blast. Yeah. We got a wink and a nod from Keegs. It was like
he knew what was up.
We were the two loudest people cheering for Keegan. No question.
Not a lot of people are, you know, following around Keegan Bradley at a golf tournament. At one point, we saw him make a birdie to be within one of the lead. I'm not sure what else you could want from the golfer that you're following that you have at 100-1.
Yep.
So that was great. Yeah. And then, you know, he made a couple good pars, good bogeys, and then we stopped following him. And he kind of let us down, did not even cash the top 20. But
It's okay because it's Keegan. And we'll go back because
we'll always have that moment.
That's right.
But Saturday was horrible. I mean, I was also with Andy and we were following Rory. So that didn't help. But like, it was bad.
I bet.
Couldn't see anything. Everyone has umbrellas. You're soaking wet. I fell down a hill within the first 3 minutes.
I know. I saw you fell. You fell when we were leaving. You fell when we were leaving, yeah, too.
But that was a chill fall. Like, it wasn't raining.
That was a fine fall.
Hard. Like,
no, it was just a little slick.
Like, I just fell. I didn't ruin my pants.
Yeah, you weren't even drunk.
Wasn't even drunk.
Wasn't even drunk.
Let's just get that out of the way.
Yeah, it wasn't drunk, but not even close.
And then, yeah, we were going down the par five.
Yeah.
The first par five, and there was like a little bit of a hill, and there was like an opening, and I tried to get to it, and I just sped up a little bit. Extremely dumb. Like, it was very dumb. It was hilarious. And
it was fun.
You know me, like, I don't get, like, embarrassed. Yeah. I was fine.
You were, like, offended I didn't laugh and asked if you were okay first.
Yes, you asked if I was okay. I was like, like, I just fell on my ass. But yeah, we saw Rory make a couple birdies. You know, we saw him kind of get going. Like, funny story, after he made the birdie on five, he was at minus three, I think, or so.
Sounds right.
And I'm with Andy. He's all riled up. He's like, dude, I'm going to tweet the eyeball emojis. I'm like, he's about to play the hardest hole in PGA championship history.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to regret this. Do not tweet.
Right.
Like, if he gets to minus four, then you could tweet, but do not tweet now.
Right.
He immediately makes a bogey.
Yeah.
And then three putts nine. So I'll victory lap that one. Kind of just saving Andy from one tweet.
That was good.
But yeah, majors are tough to go to. If you, Steve, Cam, Andy, his girlfriend, RK, if you guys weren't up there, I don't think it wouldn't have been worth it to go. But meeting you guys, hanging out with you guys, we had a great night Friday night.
Hell yeah.
It was fun Friday. Absolutely worth it, 100%. It was a great trip. Oak Hill, sick course. But yeah.
Sick course. Okay. Great time Friday night.
Yeah, great time Friday night. What did you think of Sunday? What did you think of Brooks Koepka winning this golf tournament? What were your takeaways from this PGA Championship from a golf perspective?
I mean, Brooks is back, right? Like, I mean, that's the only thing you can take from it. Like, the guy was a major killer and then kind of fell off with the injuries and things like that. He showed a little bit at the Masters, and I mean, Victor, I guess he was hanging a little bit. I was really impressed with Victor on Sunday, but especially for a guy who I said had zero chance to fucking win, right? Yeah. Made a poor decision on 16. But other than that, I mean, dude was going toe-to-toe. And what really scared me was fucking Scotty. Like, I was like, oh my God, is Scotty somehow going to fucking post a number? And then Scotty's going to win this fucking tournament and with Brooks making a mistake down the line or something like that. But yeah, the drama was kind of out of it. I mean, Brooks just basically, you could tell too. He knew exactly what he had to do, and that's Brooks. Like, I think it's good for golf because I think golf's better with Brooks is good, especially if we're only going to see him at four times a year. Like, I love it. Like, I thought it was great. I guess there was kind of drama up till 16, but not really. Like, I really had no doubt after. Well, I guess when he bogeyed and brought it to within one, I was like, oh, I don't know, maybe, but yeah, it's Brooks, man. Like, I thought it was good. I thought it was good TV. I mean, I got no complaints. Where are you on the block situation?
No, I want to talk about Brooks before I get.
All right, fine. Talk about Brooks. Block.
I don't think there's any reason to like be surprised, but that was one hell of a final round.
Fuck yeah,
Brooks Koepka. That was absolutely insane golf. That was extremely impressive golf.
Yeah.
And that's how you win a major. And it still wasn't that easy. And he literally made every single putt he looked at. He steps up on a 230-yard par three and puts it to 3 feet.
Stuck it.
You're going to win a major championship if you do that.
I think his irons were more impressive than his putting. The dude was fucking
just flagging everything.
Everything. It's insane.
And
I felt so stupid for being like, the number's too fucking short. And I guess hindsight's 20/20. But I mean, we talked about it on the pod leading up to it. Like, I mean, we saw him play three good rounds at the Masters where we could get him at whatever it was, 80 and 120-1. And now you want me to pay 20-1. But it's the same shit that my buddy who doesn't like do the golf like we do, where he's like, yo, did you have Scotty? And I was like, no, he was 7-1. He's too short. And he's like, He's like, are you trying to win a fucking bet? Or are you trying to hit a scratch off? And I was like, yeah, that's very fucking fair. You know what I mean? Like, we have a complete warped sense of reality where a 7-1 is very short, right? So when you have a chance for a guy like Brooks, who we know is good, like, I didn't see any of the LIV stuff, but if you, I know Joe Idoni was high on him going in. He's a big Brooks guy. Steve was big on him until I talked him out of him. So, yeah, I mean, if you watched any of the LIV, I guess it was about like his confidence and things like that. And it's Brooks.
Yeah.
It's Brooks.
I think I talked like 2 weeks ago, I thought it was an absolutely horrible bet. I did.
Me too.
And 100% when like it was 20-1 2 weeks ago, I was like, this is a bad bet. This is like way too short. And then week of, I was like, yeah, he hasn't been great in major final rounds, but he's the same price as Cantlay and Xander. And Brooks has been in contention.
Who don't win?
It's better to be in contention and lose than to just finish T10 and have no chance in the tournament.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of where I was about him. And I also was like, look, everyone laughed at betting him at the Masters. Yeah. And you could have hedged for half your money.
Right. Correct.
Like, yep. So again, I didn't bet Brooks. I maybe thought about it in the beginning of the week and then decided to bet Colin and Spieth instead of Brooks. Yeah. But congratulations to everyone that was on him. It was a great bet. It was a great bet to hit. Now he's 14-1, which again, I don't think is that unfair of a price.
Nope.
I know he was at the top of the board, but I know my boy Adam like tweeted out. He's like, in my opinion, the order of likelihood of winning this golf tournament goes Rahm, Scotty, Brooks, and he was 20-1, which I think is a completely fair point. I was a little bit hung up on the bad major finishes in the final round, but again, it's better to be in contention than not at all.
I wasn't even hung up on that. Like, I never used to get stuck on numbers, but like, I don't know, like the past like 6 months, I just get stuck on these fucking numbers. I'm so sick of all the short numbers. I'm like, this number is ridiculous. Like, it's not fair. You know what I mean? And I was getting stuck on those. The same reason, like, when the top of the board wins, like, they just take my lunch money. That's it. Like, I'm not betting somebody fucking 5-1. Yeah. I finally bet Rahm at whatever it was, 8-1 or 9-1.
And I shot Masters. 7 over.
No. At the Masters, I took the top of the board. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see him play LACC. I know that. Like it's going to be Liv just fucked everything up. Like, because we can't watch him. We didn't know any. You know what I mean? Like, and then the narrative was, well, it's Augusta. They're used to it. They know how to putt there. And it's like, okay, I guess that makes sense. This is a course they haven't played. Yeah, I didn't even think of Brooks. I immediately dismissed them. I'm pretty sure there's a screenshot of all four of us holding up a zero for a chance of him winning. So,
yeah.
Man, listen, when you're wrong, you're wrong. What are you going to do?
Yeah. I used him in one and done, so we'll check that one.
Oh, nice. Did you?
Like, we'll victory lap that one.
I would.
Like,
hell yeah.
Like, it was true. Like, to play a guy you can only play for three tournaments in one and done at a major, like, that is some high-level fucking shit. Like,
he was, like, 20% owned in the big shit.
Yeah, like, that was, like, a really tough call by me. Yeah. Not many people would use Brooks Koepka in one.
Only 20% of the people.
Yeah, so, like... Yeah. That was a very good call by me. We'll victory lap that one for sure.
I was like, oh, 20% Brooks? Absolutely not. I'll take Cantlay. I'll take a fucking bum who backdoors top 15s at majors because he fucking
sucks. But now we can look at that victory. We can look at that top 10 and be like, LACC.
No, I'm out. I'm out. No more Cantlay, no more Xander for me. No more Finau. I didn't bet Finau, but Cantlay. Yeah.
We'll victory lap Finau too. Like you're just in majors?
Majors out.
Xander and Cantlay, you're not betting.
Out.
You're not betting.
Never again. Okay. Never again.
Okay.
If I miss it, I miss it. I'm sick of fucking looking at all the goddamn stats, and especially bank grass greens and all this other bullshit with Cantlay, and watch him happy feet his way to not being in contention and somehow getting in, you know, T12 on fucking Sunday. Thank you. No, I'm out. No.
Okay.
And Xander, I don't know what the fuck happened with Xander. Thank Christ he fucking backdoored the top 20. Holy shit. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand Xander. Like, I was never a Xander guy. Then I was a Xander guy. And now I'm back out on Xander. Like, I just don't get him. Like, he should be really good at these things. And LACC, it's going to be the hometown narrative type shit. Like, it's going to be half of me to avoid Xander. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I'm going to need you to help me. I'll make sure. Yeah, I mean, the idea that Xander was 5 points lower than Brooks, like,
unbelievable.
Obviously hindsight, but yeah, also, like, that didn't really make much sense. Yeah, somebody I didn't bet Xander.
Somebody has four majors, somebody has zero.
Yeah.
So I've only bet him top 20. I didn't bet him outright, but I had to sweat the top 20 for Christ's sake. Like fucking 4 o'clock on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that was tough.
What do you think about Vic? Like, what's his rooting for Hovland,
like, without
Oh, me doubt. Too.
Like, yeah, me that too. Wasn't. I mean, look, he shouldn't have missed that fucking putt on two. Like, whatever. Like, that was bad. Fair. You can't miss that.
He also shouldn't have taken an 8-iron out of that fucking bunker that Corey Connors did the same exact thing.
That would be before. Less loft.
He took an 8-iron, right?
No, he took 9.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, he should have took his medicine. So, I thought it was an 8. I was going to say he should have took his medicine, take a 9 or a pitching wedge and just punch it up. Yeah, so whatever. It doesn't matter. He took the wrong fucking club.
He played great. He's the man. He's awesome. Short game was awesome. They were just – I know he made the par on 6, but when Brooks drives it into the creek and you're 200 out and you're one of the best iron players in the world, you got to hit the green.
Got to stick it.
Hit the green. I know he made the par. You got to make that putt on 2. You can't miss – I know it's downhill, whatever. You got to make that putt. It's a fucking final round of a major championship. Like, you got to make that putt.
Encouraging from him.
Totally, 100%. He needs to win something soon. It's very similar to Zalatoris last year. I think Vic very well could have another very close call at the Open or LACC. I think him at the Open is a great bet. It's probably going to go lower. You might as well just lock it in now.
Might as well get it now. Exactly.
I don't know what he is, but
I don't either. But yeah, I mean, I don't hate it. He's going to catch so much steam going to LACC because listen, I was shitting all over Victor because of how bad his around the green game was and how he melted on Sunday at the Masters. He melted on Sunday at the Open. He did not melt this weekend. He made one poor choice and he's primed up. He's ready to go. Do you think he wins a PGA event first? Do you think he wins a major first?
I mean, there's not many events. He's probably playing this week. He's playing Memorial. Yeah. He'll probably play like the Travelers. I think he's a good fit at Memorial. I don't know what his finishes are there, but I'm sure he can contend there. I don't know. I think it's probably the Open. I also think it's similar to Zal in a sense that there was nothing. Zal obviously finished top 10 at the Masters and then loses in a playoff at the PGA. And then we get to the US Open and it's not, oh, this is a perfect course fit for Zalatoris. It was just like, this guy fucks in majors. Like, I'm just going to bet him. He almost wins. So I think it's a situation like that where ball striking is just, it's always going to show up in majors. So. Yeah, I think next two majors, he's worth a bet. He's better than betting fucking Tony Finau or Colin Morikawa. It's just a matter of which is better. I would assume that the Open is better for him. But yeah, great PGA Championship. I enjoyed Oak Hill. I thought it was a great course. After Brooks hit that, whatever, Nike 3-iron on 3, I was like, fuck.
Oh my God.
I was like, this is not going to be enjoyable. Like, I want a close tournament, obviously. Right. Yeah, so I'm glad Vic manned up and like made it close.
I thought the same exactly. Who still uses a Nike 3-iron? By the fuck,
I don't know.
That's insane. Yeah. He's got to be the only one with the Nike still in his bag, because that's what ruined Rory for a minute when Rory switched to fucking Nike.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, 3-iron tough club to hit.
Yeah, no shit.
So when you find someone you hit well, you gotta rip it.
I guess.
But yeah, great PGA Championship. I'm glad it was close on Sunday. Brooks is the man. Congratulations if you were on him.
Yep.
It was a great bet. And we are on to Colonial. Let's go to Charles Schwab.
Charlie Schwab.
Schwab.
They're mid-regional with Silicone going under and all these other places going under.
Yeah.
They saw a lot of deposits leave. So
do you like this event? Do you have any fond memories at this event?
Yeah, I hit Coke Rack here.
You hit Coke Rack here.
Yeah.
Okay. we'll give you a quick second to victory lap that one. What was the rationale there?
So I always loved Coke Rack, and he's long and straight. And the joke was, I know he wasn't from Texas, but he looked like he could be from Texas. Okay. Like, you could picture Coke Rack with a bolo tie on.
Yeah, for sure.
Just big, hulking, super white. Like, yeah, he looks like he could be from fucking Texas. So, yeah, I love that. And I hated it because I always faded Casey here, who was always good here. But yeah, I like this tournament. And I heard the rough's going to be up, too, compared to where it normally is.
Cute.
But I think there's no wind, right? I looked at the weather.
I haven't looked at the weather.
Yeah.
Are you seeing anything in the weather? Anything?
No. No, it looks pretty fucking calm. So my guess is probably like mid-teens versus.
Yeah, I would say, yeah. I agree. But yeah, I think this is, again, like a short positional course. We've seen a lot of, plotters win here. Kevin Kisner, Zach Johnson, Steve Schricker, Daniel Berger. They all fuck here. This is your Wyndham, your Sony.
Yeah, but if you look at the last two years, Bombers have done it. That was the point
I was getting at.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Like, no beef at all. You have two elite drivers of the ball win here, which just proves the point that being long and straight off the tee is just going to help you at every tour event. So that's just something, interesting. But again, looking at the same shit, like, just good ball strikers, guys that, you want in a little bit more scoring conditions, don't need to, shoot minus six every single day. Really just always really good. I don't know. It's tough to say. Like, years back, it's just really, really good iron players. Sam Burns is not a good iron player. Like, Sam Burns is not what he does well. Like, Jason Kokrak's not like an elite iron player.
So absolutely not. Not even
it
close.
It is kind of tough to kind of say. I think both, if you like a bomber, just use the last 2 years. If you like a plotter, then just use the other.
Just mix it up. I think our boy John put something out. I skimmed through his preview, that one, I think only one person has won here as a debutant, and like, there's some pretty sticky course history here.
Sticky course history, and also I said delete it because I don't want to see this shit.
What?
But no one since like the 90s has won here as a first time winner. Sergio Garcia was this is from Golf Ramble. Go give him a follow. Sergio Garcia was the last player to get his first PGA Tour win at Colonial. 21 winners there since, and every single one of them had at least once already on tour.
Okay.
Ian Baker French was the last, only first time winner. Fucking since who? 1990.
Who the fuck? Ian Baker Finch?
You don't know who that is? He's on the golf broadcast. No.
Is he? I don't know who the fuck he is.
He like won the Open in like 1990.
Like a trip over, but not know who the fuck.
Okay, fine. Well, I don't like this stat because I bet a few first time winners.
Yeah,
but
I got two first time winners.
Can you like? I'm not even joking.
My card is
garbage. Can you put in the private chat who you're betting? I'm not even joking.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's fine.
Because I don't.
Because I need more because my card is just like one. Like two legitimate shots and then just a bunch of fucking like my losers.
Okay. Cause I don't know who you're betting and I wanna know, and I don't want to ruin it for the listeners, for the investors. But
the investors, exactly. It'll be on the deck later.
Okay, got it. Okay. So do you think Scotty 4-1 really short? It is. This is a really good field. Why is he the same price as like Rom was at Mexico?
It's not that good of a field. Okay, like, it's good, but it's not like great.
No, I would say it's that. I don't think anyone deserves to be plus 400 in this field.
So Speed, I can still get him.
Tony,
I can
still Hovland, get him. Colin, Sanjay, Max.
Dude, he fucking sucked at the PGA and came in second. He played that shit on Saturday.
In one bad round.
He sucked on Saturday. He sucked on Saturday. Okay, sucked. And he can come with a C game and hillbilly wipe these guys. Like, forget about it. Like, yeah. Like, that's the scary
you
part.
You think it's a fair price?
Listen, based on the crooks at the books and how they've been fucking pricing everything, yeah, it's absolutely
it's a ridiculous price in my
opinion. I don't think it's only 120 in the field. Sure. Right? It's Listen, fine. Say it's short. All of it's short. All the favorites are always going to be short. We are not going to see Scotty, Rahm, Rory, and now probably fucking Brooks under like 12-1 at a good event. Like, forget about it. Like, or over 12-1 rather. Like, they're all going to be stacked right there.
Yeah, I don't. It's really short for me. No one.
It is. Listen, I'm not going to bet.
No one is like betting him that like actually bets on golf. So there's. It's just surprising to see him 4-1.
What did you think he was going to?
I don't know, like 6 or 7.
What the fuck is the difference?
Well,
there is
a difference.
So you bet him at 7. So you bet him at 7.
There is a difference because, like, your whole ROI for the week should be like 7-6x.
Yeah. Okay.
And him being 4, you can't even be like, okay, I'll single bullet him.
Yeah, you got to double bet it. That's it.
No, whatever. It's fine. We're not betting Scotty.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm sure he'll play well. I feel a responsibility to bet Jordan Spieth.
Me too.
This week at 14-1.
Me too.
I wanted to bet him at Byron. I bet him last week. He hit the ball really, really well.
Yep.
Bad short game. I don't even know where he like finished up.
It doesn't matter. It's Jordan with short game.
You're in on Jordy this week. I know a lot of people are in on Jordy this week.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Just from he needs a bullshit win. He gets a bullshit win every year. I'm not saying this is a bullshit event, but he wins.
What was his bullshit win last year? He won the
RBC, and then he won Valero the year
before. He didn't win RBC.
Yes, he did. He won the RBC Heritage last year. Over
the Heritage. That's what I just said. I'm sorry. So when I heard the RBC, I went to the Canadian event.
No. So he always gets one win.
Eric, bullshit, by the way.
I'm How's just saying event? He doesn't win like a major or a huge event.
RBC was a huge event last year. The strength of the field was huge.
Why are you picking this apart? He wins a non-major, non-elevated event every year.
Fair.
And he's playing, and both times, other than the Masters, when he won Valero, he was playing unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then he finally paid off his win.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the week, I said I was going to bet him. I don't think I can change now.
Right.
I think I'm in on Jordy 14-1.
Same.
I'm not going to go over his course history here, but he finishes top 10 every single year. He's in amazing form and he's due for a win and he's 14-1. Yep. More than happy with that. Yeah. So I have to do it. I'm going to bet him. I'm in on him.
Do you know that last week he gained 6 strokes tee to green and almost all that came off the tee?
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. He lost around the green and he lost 2.5 around the green and over a stroke putting. And
Okay. So
love it.
I'm fine with the way he's hitting the ball right now. I'm not really worried about the other concerns. So I'm happy with that. I have to bet it. I'm not wishy-washy. Finau, this is an event where Finau can finish T8.
Yep.
It's not a major or an elevated event where he'll absolutely do nothing. And it's not an absolutely horrible field where he can contend to win. But this is right in the middle. This is a T8 finish from Tony Finau this week. Tony Finau will finish T7 to T15 this week.
His top 10 price then.
I'm not betting that, but
I'm just looking.
I'll victory lap it when he finishes from T7 to T15. So Hovland, I think it makes all the sense in the world. I think he's going to win.
Do you? I feel like with all that emotional baggage from go ahead. Well, you say he was always going to win.
In a perfect world, in a vacuum, he should absolutely play super well here.
Right.
And he's due for a win. But I think after the Masters, it just doesn't really check out that he's going to battle in the final round and then go win the next week. So I think for only that reason, given what happened last week, I don't think I can bet him.
I'm honestly surprised because we have one or two elevated events between now.
Yeah, if you're not playing RBC, you're playing a lot. So it's this week. I think people are going to skip one of Memorial or Travelers because it's Right. It's Memorial next week, then Canadian Open, Travelers. Then U.S. Open, then Travelers, and then the John Deere, and then Genesis.
John Deere. I'm taking that fucking week off. I'm not doing a John Deere.
I'm hyped for JDC. Yeah. Okay, so we're out on Hovland because of his price. I mean, because of last week.
Yeah, both. Like, okay. Like both. Like, whatever. I'd rather
bet Jordy. Jordy.
Yeah, bet Jordy at 14. I can't bet two guys at fucking 14. Yeah,
no, totally. Colin, 16. He's always going to make sense. At these shorter positional courses, he's always going to make sense. He's playing really great this year. Again, I wouldn't really have that much FOMO if Colin were to win this week. Same. He hasn't won in over 40 starts.
Yeah.
He's been a great course fit countless times since then.
Can I give you my hot take on Colin?
Sure.
He's a COVID golfer.
Yeah, like, I understand. Like
he doesn't, like, I don't know what it is, man.
Don't know. I think that we see it all the time where people just get super hot and super lucky.
Listen, super hot wasn't winning two majors, right? I mean, that's insane. And then just to fall off and not win fucking forever.
Yeah, like, I don't.
He won the easiest weather conditions in the Open. It was a fucking joke. Like, there was no wind, there was no nothing. I can't even remember what the final score was. I had Oosthuizen, so I was very fucking pissed off. And then he won with nobody there in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So
no, I understand. Like, I just think that we see sometimes golfers get super hot early in their career and get a couple majors. It is different than like Jordan or
right,
because they won after that. But I do think that he just got really hot for really a couple, like 2 years, and won a lot of tournaments, and he hasn't been able to recreate that. I'm not saying it's similar at all, but like Tom Kim comes out in his first like 15 starts, wins two events, and hasn't done dick since.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot easier to win when there's less expectations on you. But this is a great course for him. I'm just not betting him. I'm not going to have FOMO on it. I feel fine missing it.
How many more do you think Colin ever wins a major again?
Yeah, sure. I mean, he's young as fuck.
So is that going to do with anything?
He has a lot more tries.
Well, he's short. Fucking all these courses are getting longer and more difficult. Sucks around the green. Can't putt. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I might be fully out on Morikawa.
Okay. So you're just never going to bet him.
I'm pretty sure I'm never
going to bet him. Okay, good. I'm going to hold you to that. No Cantley, no Xander, no Colin.
Yeah.
Sungjae 18, no, absolutely not. No. I've given the Sungjae spiel.
Yep.
I'm just not doing it. I don't want to get into it. I'm not going to get into it. Sungjae makes sense on paper every single week, and he finishes T7 every single week. I don't know his course history here, but I'm out on Sungjae. I'm not betting Sungjae.
I think it's pretty decent.
Yeah, I'm never betting Sungjae at 18-1. I ain't doing it.
So he's got two missed cuts and two top 20s.
Okay, nothing to write home about. Homo, he's off right now. I hate that, you know, the narrative is kind of flipped on him a little bit. Wins at Torrey. Battles John Rahm at Riv, and it's like, yo, this guy's the dude. I know it's very quick to, you know, be off him, but I'm good on him. I feel fine like missing him. I don't think he's gonna win.
I think you play Homer at home of courses, right?
Like, yeah, like I agree.
Tough, like Potomac type things or California.
Yeah. Play him in California or play him at Wells Fargo. He doesn't really have many great results other than those events this year.
I think he was actually on record saying he can't wait to play this week on a course that's not as tough as Oak Hill. I was like, that's not a good look.
Yeah.
I like Max Homa.
Yeah, I like Max. He's the boy. No beef with Max. I'm good on 22-1. Justin Rose is 28-1. Justin Rose makes all the sense in the world this week. He has great course history. He's won here. Yep. He's playing unbelievable golf. Top 10 last week at The PGA Championship, gained 4.6 on approach, gained 4.4 putting. Gonna have to do that this week. Having a really great year. Obviously, won at Pebble. Won at the sixth place at the Players. Just playing really good. He has great course history here. Like, missed the cut last year.
He won here.
Yeah.
Let's find it. He was, I think it's probably around the time of the injury, right? If you think about it, remember he withdrew when he was playing with Bryson, and that was, what API. So it was probably three or four weeks prior to this. So,
yeah. One in 2018, third in 2020. Justin Rose is a first round leader play. I'm not betting him outright. I was thinking about Rose, but it's just a little tough for me to see him winning twice in one year. We've just seen how hard it is. Like, even random people that win twice in one year, like Kokrak, it was very spread out.
I remember Steve was like, can you really picture Kokrak winning twice in a year? And I was like, yeah, I can. And he was like, you're a fucking idiot. And then he won.
So, I hate that that is the reason. I'm saying Justin Rose makes all the sense.
I think it makes all the sense in the world too.
But I think I'm out on him. I'm gonna bet Ricky.
Make the case.
The case is that I'm most likely going to lose. Whoever I bet is most likely going to lose. And I don't
really care who I bet.
I'd rather just bet guys I like. However, I do think it's very similar to the Wyndham Clark, Jason Day situation. Okay. Where a guy is playing really great all year, really consistent all year. And then everyone plays them one week. And they disappoint, and the next week they go out.
You're trying to get flop lag, man. That's all you're trying to get. That's fine.
Now, I will say, once you realize the trend, it usually doesn't happen anymore. but regardless, he fits that trend to a T. He should get a win this year.
What about his tournament history? Yeah, it's fucking abysmal.
I don't think it's good.
It's abysmal.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad.
God damn it.
It's bad. Two missed cuts.
Yeah. 5th in 2012.
257 last year.
5th in 2012.
2012.
Yeah, but he wasn't good then. He wasn't. Like, 5th in 2012. No. I think he rebounds in a big way this week. He gained 3.4 off the tee. He just couldn't putt.
Missed the cut on the number, didn't he? Was it on the number?
I don't know, but I had him made the cut parlay with him, he missed it.
I told you that was the one that was going to miss.
I don't think you did. I don't think you did.
I did. I literally said Ricky.
Okay. I'm in on Ricky this week. He's played unbelievable golf. He had one bad week. He's 33-1. He should win this year. I'll bet him. Like, that's what do you want me to say? Are you in on Burns, Fleetwood?
Nope.
No? Out on those two?
Yep.
Okay.
Because of that stat, like, Fleetwood's going to win his first PGA Tour here? No. Like, I want crappy conditions, windy. Fucking
yeah.
Give me that for Tommy.
So how early in the week did you back Cam Davis?
I got him at 60.
Nice.
Monday morning.
What?
Monday morning.
Capper has a good price on a golfer.
I have a good price on a golfer.
How did that happen?
I opened it up and it was still fucking sitting there. So this one is very slow to adjust, which is funny. I was like, yo, I might go double down. I literally like this afternoon. I was like, maybe I'll go double down because the price still hadn't moved. From this morning, it was still sitting at 60 this morning, and I went and I was like, oh, now it's 30. Like, I don't know how this local does this shit. I'm pretty sure he's just a moron.
How do you honestly feel about it?
Not great, but fine. Like, I feel fine about it. He's won here before. He's long off the tee. He's clearly playing well. Like, dude, what a Sunday. Like,
top 10 last year, my boy here.
Yeah, top 10 last year. He made my boy sweat out his nobody's gonna shoot under a 65. Listen, long off the box, good course history here, does everything pretty well,
playing well.
I'm fine. I was on the campaign train early this year and just kept burning me.
This is like an absolutely perfect, like, this always happens. Like, someone play like a mid-tier golfer playing really well, going to a place he has good course history at.
Yeah, he'll miss the cut is what's going to happen.
Yeah. Like he makes all the sense in the world. He's going to miss the cut by four. And I was texting Andy. Yeah, I was texting Andy early Monday morning. And he's like, should I bet Cam Davis or not? And we're both like, he's going to miss the cut by four, but you have to.
You have to bet it.
Andy does at least because he invented Cam Davis. So he needs to be on, and we don't want another Gooch situation. Cam Davis, you're going to miss the cut by four.
I would agree. Like, I would agree. So I actually might hedge. I'll have to see if my local will do it, and I'll put whatever I put on the outright to try to hedge on the missed cut. I might do Vic Hovland miss the cut too.
I don't know. Mito finished top 20 here last year.
I don't care. I'm telling you, man. Like, I don't know.
Victor Hovland is like has more guts than fucking.
Dude, I agree. Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is he's tired. Fucking, there's gotta Mito be. Mito
was tired. He blew.
There's gonna be some sort of hangover.
Mito didn't. Okay,
but Mito seems. I can't say the word anymore. He seems dull compared to Vic, right? Like, although Vic just gets high and listens to like death metal, so maybe he just doesn't give a shit. And he's gonna come out here and boat race everybody.
Maybe. Maybe he could. No, I'm sticking to he's not going to win, but he's not going to play bad. Kirk makes all the sense. Winner here, shorter positional course. Has he been playing well?
No, he hasn't been playing well. He hasn't done shit.
He's not going to win. No, I'm out on Kirk. He's not winning.
He hasn't won. He hasn't done anything since he won, right? Yeah, nothing. Yeah,
just a lot of middling finishes. Yeah, he's not winning. He's not winning. Kirk is not winning this golf tournament. He got his win this year.
Great.
Russ Henley makes sense. I'm good on him. Like, I'm not betting him. It makes sense. Okay.
Well, McNeely.
Mav?
Yeah.
No shot. He never has a chance.
Shot? Okay.
No shot. You're betting Steven Yeager with me.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
It's
Steven Yeager.
I know.
He's playing unbelievable.
I know. I got him on our year-long fantasy league.
No. Yeager, okay, if there's one thing to know about Yeager, is you play him in Texas.
He makes eagles. He scores good on DK. Like, he doesn't win anything.
Oh, he won five times on the Corn Ferry.
That doesn't count.
Yes, it does. It absolutely does.
No, it absolutely does not count.
Okay, you play Steven Yeager in Texas, just top 11 at the
Byron. Why? Is he from Texas?
No, but you just play him in Texas. PGA Championship was T10 going into Sunday.
Yeah, then couldn't make a putt to save his fucking life. Yeah.
He had a little struggles on Sunday, but I'm counting it as a top.
He's only gained putting one time since January.
But he's a bent specialist. He's an absolute Texas bent specialist.
Yeah. He loses less strokes on the green.
Dude, he gained 4.4 putting on Texas bent 2 weeks ago. He's a Texas bent guy. Okay. He's an elite ball striker. Steven Yeager, 75-1. It's happening.
Listen, I don't hate the number. Like, listen, whatever. It's not that anymore. Once we're throwing dats down here, like, who gives a fuck?
Kellen Moore could be interesting.
Why? Because he's super long?
No, because he's.
Oh, you said Taylor Moore.
Yeah.
So I have him for a top 20. I was gonna wonder if you
probably won't win. Bring him. I like a top 20 on him. Taylor Moore sets up well because he's a huge MAGA guy and like he's in Texas and he didn't play well last week because he was in like the lib snowflake New York. Like you can only play Taylor Moore in super.
Is Moore a MAGA guy for real?
Oh yeah, check out his Twitter.
I don't think I want to now because I think he's on my year-long fantasy team too.
Yeah, he's like Hillary Clinton invented COVID with Hunter Biden.
Jesus fucking Christ. Dude, where do these people come from? Not just the right. The left,
left sucks.
The extreme left is just as bad, except they infringe on less of my rights, so I don't give a shit.
Who?
But they're both obnoxious.
So you know Ronnie D. You know Ronnie DeSantis. Who do you think has a better Who do you think has a better chance to beat Biden, DeSantis or Trump?
My flip flop has a good chance of beating fucking Biden. Like, what are you talking about? Like, The fact that he is rerunning is the dumbest shit
I agree.
The Democratic Party could ever fucking
do. I'm kind of with you. But
yeah, it's so stupid.
Okay. Again,
Trump can beat him. DeSantis is going to get bullied just like Marco Rubio did. He fucks up Florida left and right.
So you don't think DeSantis will win the primary?
No shot.
Really?
No shot. Trump's going to win.
Wow. No, because as someone that is, I'm left. Like I'm
also left. Yes.
I'm a Democrat. Yep. Like I'm like whatever. You can unsub from me. I think that Trump couldn't beat Biden, but DeSantis could. I think a lot of hear me out. Let me fucking speak.
All right, I'll tell you. Yeah, go ahead.
I think that a lot of people that are a little bit middle, maybe lean a little bit right, really don't like Trump and don't want to vote for Trump. That tumor scar tissue there, all this stuff. But if there's someone on the right that is like presentable and like doesn't, you know, do all these things, then they'll be like, okay, I don't like Biden, so I'll just vote for Ron, who has an R next to his name and is like seems like a normal individual. He's not.
I actually think DeSantis is more dangerous for this country than Trump.
Yeah, I don't think that's like really a crazy hot take. So I would hope Trump wins.
They've taken the Anne Frank book out of my kids' schools in Florida. The Willie Mays story out of my kids' schools. Like, it is fucking insane. Like, listen, I liked it during COVID because he was like, fucking, who cares? Doesn't exist. China, like, whatever. Like, and it was nice, right? Because, like, it affected me for, like, fucking 2 months. But I don't know, man. So he left himself open to huge criticism from his Republican opponents for having a petty attack on Disney. Like Disney is now not bringing a huge, they're going to have like a training center. I can't think of the word, but it was going to bring like 2,000 or 3,000 jobs to Florida. And because he's in this weird petty beef, because he wants Disney to pay more taxes. Why the fuck else would anyone go to Orlando other than Disney? Like, it is in the swamp. It's hot. It's miserable. There's nothing else there. Like, let them have their special tax status. Tax the churches. Don't tax Disney, you scumbag. Ugh. Anyway, why did you get me on this?
I was just trying to make a funny Taylor Moore joke. Taylor Moore could play well this week. I have no doubt about it. I think I have to bet Todd. I think I have to bet the Todd father.
Oh, I like it. I got him in the top 20 as well.
He's not out, right?
The top 20 is good. No.
Why not?
Because it's Brendan Todd.
But he's 80-1.
So?
You can like fit that. It's not like an issue. No, yeah. I like Todd this week. This is a Todd course, top five here last year. Having a good season. Like kind of just putting together a lot of decent finishes. Runner up to Rose at Pebble. Playing well, I think that you play him on Todd courses. There's a place he loves. Eighth at Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
Wow, that is game plus four off the tee. Gained eight putting and 4.5 around the green.
Yeah, it was a Todd day.
Todd 80-1. He won't win, but I'm down.
I don't hate it 80-1. You can't shoot anybody's picks that are like fucking 75 or longer. Like,
you're in on Cole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what do you like about Cole this week?
I don't know, man. Like I've just been following him since he went to the playoff and what's his nuts? Kirk won. And I just like his story when he's like in mid-30s, like fucking rookie. And I didn't think he was gonna play well anywhere outside of Florida. And he's been playing well outside of Florida. So at 110-1, like, yeah, give me fucking Cole. Why not?
You're in.
Why not?
Like, no,
no course history, right? Which clearly sucks here, but DraftKings is going to be super low on too.
I mean, I don't know. He won't be.
Top 15 at PGA.
He'll be chalky.
Really?
I mean, he just almost led after the first round at the PGA, and he's 100-1. I feel like
everybody knew that shit was not holding overnight.
Still, 6-9. Like people still like remember that.
Yeah.
Griot.
I like Cole a lot. Yeah, I mean, he burned me last week. I had like a 7-1 top 20 on him. I'll probably go back to
it. Did he like? But not. Well, how did he blow it?
Ejecto.
Was he like he was in the top 20 at one point?
No, he was like +8 on Thursday.
Or something. Oh, so then what do you mean he fucked you?
Yeah, well, they didn't fuck me, but like, I was pretty sure he was gonna top 20 at 7-1. I was like, oh, this is a great bet. Not a great bet.
Yeah, as early as
11 a.m. on
like no, a guy fucking you is that like if he was in the top 5 at one point?
That's fair.
No, it's fine.
He deprived me of the sweat. Like I would, he didn't even give.
Yeah,
me
but it was sweat. A stupid bet. Like it wasn't like it should have hit or anything.
Fine. Cool.
It's fine. Your winner this week, Hayden Buckley. Hayden Buckley.
You fucking love Buckley, bro.
He fucks. He's mad Does good he? At golf.
Does he? What does he Dude, fuck? What does he fuck he other than your card on a weekly basis?
Oh my god. He gave me like one like my only sweat of the year.
What, for first round leader or
something? No, at Sony I had him. I was on
it. Oh.
Yeah, no big deal. It's like truly no big deal. I blew it to see you.
It still didn't cash.
Yeah, but like I hedged a little bit.
Oh, did you?
I do. If it's two man race, like I'll hedge. Regardless, Hayden Buckley, you play him on par 70s. Everyone knows you play Hayden Buckley on par 70s. Zozo, okay. Top 10. You like that? Top five there. Second at Sony, that's par 70. Top five at RBC Heritage, 71. Like very close.
What's he done in Texas? Let's see.
I don't know if he's. It doesn't matter. 10th at Valero.
Miscut at Valero.
He made what? What are you looking at?
I was going back farther.
Okay, he wasn't good then.
Dude, he is bad around the green.
Okay, stop it. No, Hayden Buckley. He's gonna win. He's gonna win this or Rocket or 3M.
I just realized I could see the chat. Jack W has a good point. Don't forget the Todd Sweat at Pebble. That's true.
Yeah, I said that. I said he finished runner up at Pebble. He's all in on Dick. Love it. And then Moore is a huge conspiracy theory guy.
I'm gonna get all types of weird bag of bots. And
no, I don't. I apologize to the listeners about the little political. Let me know your thoughts on.
Oh my god! Don't do that.
I'm serious. Like, let me know who I was talking with RK about it. Let me know who you think has a better shot.
Does RK? So I know RK's in on the conservative side. So does he think DeSantis?
He thinks we're literally just talking about it. He thinks that. Either one could beat him.
Absolutely. And, I think both of them can beat. Biden is terrible. Like, listen, here's the deal.
We're not doing politics.
I'm just saying. Here's the deal. Just to preface it, I used to be a Republican. And I switched, I don't know, probably 10 years ago at this point, maybe 12. But I'm not like a super left guy. Like, I'm probably what most people would consider like middle of the road. But now everything is so fucking divisive in this country. It's a nightmare. Nightmare.
Yeah, I guess. Carson Young, 250-1.
Yes. Of course. He was just on the pod tonight. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Plus, he's a top 20 machine. And you get him 10-1 top 20 right now. He was unconscious at the U.S. Open qualifier.
Yeah. Look, you don't need to summon Carson Young. Okay. Yeah. I invented the fucking guy.
You did not invent the guy.
Yes, I did.
You stole that from us.
Cam literally said that he knows him because we bet him at Puerto. I bet him at Puerto Rico, and he like led the tournament for 3 days.
No such thing as an original idea. Sorry.
No, I invented.
I know that's why I just apologized.
Okay. Also, why is Billy Horschel 250-1?
Because he sucks.
Fair, but yeah. I mean. He's gonna has the same likelihood to win this tournament as Danny Willett.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. Is he really that bad?
Yeah, Danny Willett's been better than him lately.
No, he hasn't. Billy Horschel. Bet. Let's see what's up.
Let's take a look. Let's see what Danny
Willett's done. Miscut, 52nd, miscut, 40. Okay.
All right, so let's see what Danny's done. Ready? Let's see.
No, Danny, but like
Danny Billy... Willett, cut 56, cut 27th. Same fucking guy.
But like Billy. Like missed cut here last year and then won Memorial. Kind of like that. You know what I mean? Maybe has some good vibes here.
No, no good.
You it's a ridiculous number. Like okay. He has the same shot to win this tournament as fucking Lee Hodges.
All right, that's
or Nate bad. Lashley or Bob right. Shells.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Are you in?
Yeah, fine. I guess. I guess.
No, I'm not going to bet him, but I'm just pointing.
I like Billy, man. He does a lot for the community around here where I live.
Yeah.
So I like Billy a lot. I know he seems like a prick on TV, but he does seem like a nice guy.
Any Palmer?
Yeah, I got Palmer.
Why?
I don't know.
Who does Steve like Texas this week?
Any? I actually don't know.
You don't know? He's been busy. Chatted?
Texas too much. No, man, we didn't do our pod till late last night either because he did Andy's and then I did something with Cam earlier. So yeah, I don't know. So hold on. So but Palmer's actually in decent form and it's Texas and it's 110-1. I don't give a shit.
Done. He should have won. He like
fuck it. Yeah. TA
at the end of his career. TA
Byron Wells Fargo T35 at the Heritage. That's great for him.
At the end of his career, he'll have a Colonial win.
Oh, I could see that.
Like he should. So why not?
Palmer's gonna be over 40, right?
Probably. I don't know. Will Gordon
really still
250. That's plus EV. I'll tell you that right now. Kazire also top 20 DraftKings. Kazire.
No,
he fucks in Texas.
I guess.
There's no reason you can convince me on.
I'm literally writing down top 20 Kazire right now.
Shit. I'm not even gonna bet it.
I'll look into it before I bet it, but
okay, you'll look into the numbers. Okay, we'll get you out of here. I know you have to do a pod at 10. I would never record a pod at 10. That sucks.
We'll love it again.
But pleasure having you on. Great time at the PGA. Everyone go check out Carson Young on the Golf Gambling
Podcast. Yeah, we'll have him on tonight. You follow me on Twitter. I randomly show up. I put out one tweet last night that I think has got more views than almost anything I put out. Because I just lurk on Twitter because I'm too lazy to type shit. I don't want to get into Twitter beefs.
Yeah. But we'll see everyone next week for the Memorial. And I hope everyone
think
has
we get a... You think we get a winner? You think we get a winner in here?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not. I'm not holding my breath, but maybe a sweat. I'll take a sweat. Also, parents, Brian, don't do anything on Father's Day. We're going to the Mets game.
Nice.
Do you know why that's an issue? Father's Day?
Yeah, because it's U.S. Open. Yeah,
it's the U.S. Open. I love my dad. But
I deal with the same thing because my wife's birthday is June 16th, so that falls on Father's Day some years.
Yeah,
and so we gotta like figure out like, all right, which day is
Would just give all the shine to your wife. That's what I've learned.
That's the play. That's the play. And typically, right? So if you play it right in the morning, if anybody else has a situation, you let her sleep in, you do the brunch, you know, you do the gifts and all that, and then like 2 o'clock, hey, you want to go get drinks somewhere, you know, get a babysitter for the kids, and then you go somewhere that has a U.S. Open on, and then everybody's fucking happy.
That's the
play.
Love it. Okay, everyone have a great night, and we will see you next week.